Prune the tree technique of fostering a culture of continuous improvement in project management. This will be the topic of my today's P3M podcast episode. Hi, I'm your host Kailash Upadhyay, and I welcome you to yet another exciting episode of P3M, the Project, Program and Portfolio Management Knowledge Series. But before I dive in today's topic, let me take a moment to express my gratitude to all my incredible listeners around the world. Your support and warmth fuel my passion for bringing you the best insight and knowledge in the world of P3M. Now, if you are new here, you might be wondering what P3M is all about. Well, it's not just another podcast show. P3M is a hub of inspiration, learning, and collaboration for professionals and enthusiasts who are passionate about unlocking the true potential of project, program, and portfolio management. All right, it's time to get started with today's episode. Let's understand what is the prune the tree technique. The prune the tree technique is a metaphorical approach to project management, inspired by process of pruning a tree to ensure healthy growth. Just as pruning involves cutting away unwanted branches to allow the tree to focus its resources on essential parts, this technique involves streamlining project goals and tasks to enhance efficiency. So I hope, friends, you understand what is prune the tree technique. Let me now explain how to apply this technique in project management. Following are some of the sequential steps in application of this technique. So step one is identify complexity. Begin by identifying the elements of your project that adds unnecessary complexity or do not contribute to the overall project goals. This can include excessive documentation, redundant processes or unproductive meetings. So this is the first step, identify complexity. The second step is evaluate value. Assess the value that each identified element brings to the project. Determine if it is directly aligns with the project objectives and if its removal would impact the project's success. Focus on retaining elements that add significant value and eliminating those that don't. Step 3 is prioritize. Prioritize the element to be pruned based on their impact and complexity. Start with low value, high complexity item and gradually move toward the high value, low complexity ones. The fourth step is communicate and collaborate. Engage with stakeholders, including team members, customers, sponsors, to discuss the identified elements and their potential impact on the project. Seek their input and involve them in the decision-making process. Transparency and collaboration are essential to gain buy-in and support for pruning activities. The fifth step is implement change. Once the decisions are made, implement the changes by eliminating or simplifying the identified elements. This could involve reducing documentation, streamlining processes, or optimizing team communication channels. Remember to track and communicate the changes to ensure everyone is aware of the adjustments. The sixth step is iterate and adapt. The agile projects are iterative in nature. So continue to iterate and adapt the prune the tree technique throughout the project lifecycle. Regularly review the project landscape, identify new complexity and apply the technique to maintain simplicity and effectiveness. So these are the 6-step process of application of prune the tree technique in project management. Now, let me also discuss the benefits of this technique in project management. The first benefit will be increased focus. By eliminating unnecessary complexity, the team can focus on essential elements that contribute to project success. This improves productivity and ensures resources are utilized efficiently. So that's the first benefit of application of this technique, which is increased focus. The second benefit is improved quality. Simplifying project requirements and processes reduces the chances of errors and enhances the overall quality of project deliverables. It allows the team to concentrate on what truly matters, resulting in higher customer satisfaction. The third benefit is enhanced agility. Embracing simplicity enables the project to adapt more quickly to changing requirements or market conditions. It promotes flexibility and enables the team to respond effectively to unforeseen challenges. That's the benefit of application of this prune the tree technique. Another benefit is time and cost saving. Pruning unnecessary elements eliminates wasted time and efforts, allowing the team to concentrate on value-added activities. This can lead to cost saving by optimizing resource utilization and minimizing non-value-added work. So time and cost saving is definitely a benefit by pruning unnecessary project elements. Another benefit is better collaboration. Simplification improves communication and collaboration within the project team and with stakeholders. It fosters a shared understanding of project goals and facilitates more effective decision-making processes. So these are some of the benefits of application of prune the tree technique in your project. And that brings to the end of yet another insightful episode. Let me quickly recap what we discussed here. By regularly applying the prune the tree technique in project management, team can achieve greater simplicity, focus, and agility, leading to successful project outputs and overall project success. So I hope, friends, you have enjoyed this episode and want to stay updated on future ones. Be sure to hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast platform. And if you have a moment, I would love to hear your thought. Leave me your review. Let me know how I'm doing here. Thank you once again for joining me today. I truly appreciate your support. And until next time, take care and keep striving for greatness.